Okay, Rosa. The topic of today's shiur is, now we're moving into a new, we did, you know, the Chochmas Adam and the Rechayim, we did Chola, so now we're in a new category of Mila B'Shabbos. Mila B'Shabbos. So, one of the big topics about Mila B'Shabbos, we know that the halacha is that a Yotzei Dofen is not Docha Shabbos. Because if you have a kid born from a cesarean birth, a C-section, then it's not Docha Shabbos, even B'Shmini. Because the Torah tells us in Parshas Tazria, Haber Yisrael Isha Ki Sazria, V'yodo Zohar, V'tom Hashivas Yomim K'mei Didas Tavon Sot Titmo. That there's a din of Tumas later. And then, V'yom HaShmini Yimo V'sar HaLosso. So the Gemara says that there's a connection here on page 4, on Kuf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, Amar Vasi Kol She Imo Tumea Leida Nimo L'Shmona. Kol She Ein Imo Tumea Leida Ein Imo L'Shmona. In other words, the concept of V'yom HaShmini Imo B'Sar HaLosso is only based on the pasuk before whether there's Tumas Leida. Normally, when a person gives birth, so she's Tumea Leida. Because even though there's going to be a lot of blood also, so she's, but even if there's a Leida Yaveshta, even theoretically there's no blood, but the Leida itself is Metame. The Leida itself for a boy, 7 days, for a girl, 14 days, etc. But if you have somebody who is not Tame Leida, like a C-section, we'll see, the Yotzei Dofen is not Matami Leida, so then the Chova of Shmona may not apply. There's a question. We assume we still do it B'Shmona, but since it's a question whether it's B'Shmona, we don't do it on Shabbos. Right, the verse says that Amar Rav Asi kol she imo tumei leida ni imo l'shmona, kol she ein imo tumei leida ein imo l'shmona, she nema isha ki zazriya, v'yodo zohar, v'yom ha'shmini imo l'bosar l'asa. Om Abaye, Doros ha'rishon yuchichu, she ein imo tumei leida v'ni imo l'shmona. Om Alei, didn't the Torah v'nishchad shahalacha? Iri v'amar, idmi yotzi dofen mishi yesh lo shtei orlas, kura v'amchana v'amar m'chal l'no shabbos, kara v'amar e'im m'chal l'no shabbos, akom b'li el chal l'no shabbos, am l'shmona v'aday ma'lin alei. So it's not you're not Mechal Shabbos for a Yotzei Dofen. Chil Shabbos Tali B'Mil L'Shmona. The Mishanimo L'Ches Docha Shabbos, Mishanimo L'Ches Eidu Docha Shabbos. So it's a question whether it's Nimo L'Ches. So we follow the idea that it's Nimo L'Ches, but since it's a question, it's not Docha Shabbos. Okay. So then any time there's a C-section, it's not Docha Shabbos. Right, that's a question whether it's Nimo L'Shmona or not. Whether it is... Ravasi says, "Kol she imo tumei leida." Right. In other words, it wouldn't be. Yeah. Look at Rashi. Kol she imo tumei leida. Yotzi dov v'nochus she yoldav v'mochad eskayve. Ema mati ashmona. Al mibo miyad. Like it says. Like Rabbi Olda said. Oh. What? Heaven. Yeah. Okay. So let me get to. Oh. So what happened was like this. So some Moyalim have the minug If you look at the last page, on page 26 of the Likutei Bris, he says, Tosha mol yishal b'chol mila shchal b'shabes, im lo yeh yotzei dofen, right? Every responsible moel should ask if it was a yotzei dofen, because if it's not, then it's not, yeah. So the big question of this generation is, if you have a baby that was conceived through IVF or IUI, so it wasn't conceived through natural intercourse, but it was conceived through either IUI, means artificial insemination, where they say they even used the zera of the Baal, but it wasn't inserted through regular intercourse. It was had to be inserted, you know, shoot, the doctor had to squirt it in. So, or that's one way. Or IVF is when you take the egg of the woman and you take the zera of the and what it used to be called as test tube babies. That's what they used to call them years ago. Now we don't call that anymore. We call it IVF, intravitreal fertilization. So the question is that Nimo Lashmor of Docha Shabbos? So what's the Shaila? Shaila is like this. There is a Gemara in Chagiga on page 11. Page 12. Take a look. Third line. The Chashin Shem Bambati Ibra. The Gemara has this concept of getting pregnant in an ambati. In other words, somebody is immersing themselves in a pool of water, and then there's some zera that was floating around, and it gets in her body and impregnates her. So that was the question in the Gemara about in Sabra Mabati. So there's a Rabbeinu Hananel on page 13 that says, Shalos ben Zoma, the Sum Shi Ibn Mami Hashin Shmuel, the Dada, Peish Isha Aran Shinivia, so it keeps going, and then he says, the other Isha of Kivir, Shech Vazem, and if this will talk Rachma, less word was Rachma, the Sabra Vazem Maisa Nisimu, the Eina Matama Leda, She Eina Nikori Ba Isha Kisazria. So he says, it's Maisa Nisim, and it's Eina, and it's not called Isha Kisazria, and it's not Metame Leida. So, many years ago, there's this Kovetz that came out called Noam. Noam was Rav Menachem Kasher's Torah journal. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach wrote a piece here on page 16 and 17. And in that piece he said, on page 17 to the, on the right column, the left side, Fize ben anolad odeh hazram lachtit lo ye nimo l'shmona b'shabes. He says, because based on the Rabbeinu Hananel says that kol yishu sheinu m'seyaz b'lazro sabal in the curve of we have gam ne shein the der hazor kein shekein, it's not the regular way of cohabiting and having a child. So the Rabbeinu Hananel says it's not metame leida, so mevela is not nimo l'shmona. So I don't know, around a year or two ago, there's a shul, we don't mention any names on the recorder, there's a shul not too far from here that I'm close with the assistant rabbi, so he was telling me about that there's a scheduled Shabbos bris that's going to be in the shul, and the question was whether they were going to allow it, because according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it could be that it's not Tocha Shabbos. And because based on the Rabbeinu Hanano, that it's not Matamar Veleda, it's not Isha Kisazriya, and that's the that was the question. What? Right, so some Olim, again, I'm not mentioning names, but some Olim will ask, was this an IVF? That's even Mizmanadel. They'll ask if this is a, you know. IVF against
adultery.
Yeah, they'll ask, but this is part of that question. So the upshot of the, was that they got a hold of Rav Shmuel Fischelis, the son-in-law of Rav David Feinstein, and he asked Rav David Feinstein how they should paskin, and he says the meal is docha Shabbos, and they had the bris on Shabbos. What? The two articles. The two articles. What? I think the question is whether we paskin like this Rabbeinu Hanano, number one. And number two, it's interesting that on page 19, they have a thing here from Rav Azriel Orbach. Rav Azriel Orbach, what, the Rav in Tveria. He's the son of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and also he was the son-in-law of Rav Eliashiv. Right? So that's the famous story, they say, that at the wedding, after a certain time of the wedding, Rav Eliashiv had his coat on to leave. And the people understand, his daughter's wedding, he's leaving early. You know, and he said, no, he wakes up every morning at a certain time to learn, and if he's going to stay long, he's not going to be able to, you know, so even if his daughter's wedding, he can't, you know, that's it. So that was... Yeah. So Rav Azriel Orbach quoted Sak of his Shver, Rav Eliashiv, that it's not Docha Shabbos. Right?
It's not.
However, on page 19, on the left side, he says, but that was his original Psach. Oh, Mishnas Topshin Sadr Vav, Berach Amali Yagor Rav Azriel, Shechomav Pasach Shem Losso Tzvim Gozer, King Docha Shabbos. He changed his opinion. So why did he change his opinion? The Sibas Hashino Bepisko who Biglal Sha'az Hadobar Lohaya Motso Yushkia Kokach. There was Lachay Pasak Lafidas Rabbeinu Hanano. Ach Akshav Leda Se'el Hofku Lios Shkichos Lachay Vilosim Docha Shabbos. So he thought the idea is the Torah speaks about what's the Regilus, what's the norm. So he said that originally it wasn't so common, but today it's very common. I had somebody come to me a couple of years ago, and they told me that it was diagnosed that the husband cannot father a child. So I called up my friend Rabbi Weitzman of Machampua to ask him what's his opinion. So he said, first thing, go for a second opinion. So I went for a second opinion, and the second opinion confirmed that what the first opinion said was true. So they went, they following Moshe's heter, they got a non-Jewish sperm from a sperm bank, and you know they look at the features before. You don't want the parents look one way, and the kid looks totally. And no one has. I don't think they even told their parents. And they got it, and they have a healthy child from, you know. So these things are much more common than you would think. I asked him, when he was going to the doctor, I was very involved in this case. So I asked him, you know, how many from people, and he was telling me how a staggering amount of you know, from people who are... you know, involved in these things because of, you know, so technically he's not, but he'll be Megalo, you know, But this is, you know, the only thing they could possibly do. And obviously, they had a good marriage. They want to remain married. And Baruch Hashem, so these things are. So Rav Shlomo, Rav Eliashiv, in the later years, Paskin, it was Docha Shabbos. And then he quotes from Rav Avi Yosef, the next paragraph, that he said that he told him what Rabbi Yashi said. It says, "Mukhilas kvot rosso lokein anochi imodi." Kemishan nola leida normalis miloso docha Shabbos. He says, "Yotzei dofen." You know, the Rabbi Nachanal is saying a chiddush. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara says Yotzei dofen is not docha Shabbos. It's not a Yotzei dofen. Okay, it's not the normal way of he says, you know, sometimes Rabbi Chanano and post can give called Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. You know, Rabbi Chanano says something, it's sitter from Rabbi Chanano. But I guess Rabbi Avad Yosef, didn't. In other words, he's saying that because the idea is, like Rav Moshe Weiss said, the Torah speaks al pi derech haragil.
So
we're saying, Rabbi Yashiv?
Yeah.
I mean, first he thought to follow Rabbi Chanan because you know, Rabbi Chanan says, Mais and Nisim, it's not derech. But now it's like, Tavarim Matzai B'chol Yom.
Well, why should I change the pattern?
Because maybe the idea is that. Ki Sazria in what's normal, but this became so rugged that so the assistant rabbi called me back and he said they got through to Rav David Feinstein and that was the psak he gave for that that case. So they had the meal of the Shabbos.
So, the Rosh Hashanah Noam here, he brings two tzadim, he divides to Sarafim. But his two tzadim are, is one, do I say, if it's Mishum Maisinisim, this is not Maisinisim.
This is not Maisinisim, right. If you want it, right, he said two things, right?
But it's, if you say that the
Kisazriya,
then you don't have it without the Isha being.
Right. That's the question of the.
And Rosh Hashanah Noam doesn't have this Sarafim.
Right. But he was Choshesh that, I think.
But this Sara of the Matsui. Meaning, it's totally, the relationship is totally different. Meaning, the Matsui thing, Rosh Hashanah Noam says that was never. Meaning, even if it wasn't Matsui, it was interchangeable. Rosh Hashanah Noam would say that's the Tzad Vineko.
The what?
Meaning, Rosh Hashanah Noam would say that once it's medically possible, then it's not Maisa Nisa. Whether it's Matsui or not Matsui, that's the reason to say it's Docha Shabbos.
Right.
So, that whole. Rosh Hashanah isn't even nichlas to the Matsui response. He says once it's medically feasible, we could do it. You don't care, it's one in a million. It's medically feasible. That's not Maisa Nisim anymore.
Right.
But it's still not.
Kisa Zriya.
Right. So it's different than.
Yeah. But some moelim, a certain moel that I think normally wouldn't told me now that once he had this psak from Reb David Feinstein and he wanted to record it, he should have the exact date, you know, when it was said, and who the shliach was. And he said now he's willing to do a bris milah on Shabbos for IVF baby. But others, there's another rav that. That I'm friendly with an older Rav that there's some other Rav again I'm leaving out all the names who wrote a piece being matir it and this Rav was very upset that they were going against Rav Shlomo Zalman's but
they really have to learn a different shot and they're going to mount Rav Shlomo Zalman is learning that whether something is Motsi or not Motsi will define whether it's Maisanisim or not Maisanisim, and that's the criteria.
Uh-huh.
Rosh Hashanah Noam is saying no.
Two separate things.
Right, I mean, even if one in Hura said, it's still not Maisanisim, it's medically infusible, but he has the other story.
Right. Then Rav Sternbach wants to make a chiluk on page 25 between Hazrat Malchutis, those are IUI and IVF. Right? He wants to say that if it's artificial insemination, so true, it's not the, but it's still in her body, you know, Karagil, then he was thought that should be, but if it's IVF, he thought. No, in either case, she's giving birth. The question is, in other words, is it just you're putting the zera into her body through the artificially, or is it that you take out her egg and you take out the zera, and then you're going back in?
Well, what's the start of
the he says.
What is the translation?
Artificial insemination, and Mevchan means the test tube baby. My Mevchan, test. Test tube baby.
In a case of Abati, Doma to the IUI.
Right.
So if that's going to be my Sinisim, or whatever, so then.
Right.
And
Rav Avadi Yosef, he never. And Rav Vosner also, it's interesting that. He thought that as well. On page 22. He says, "Lididi ancient Suffolk klal b'zeh pshita dinidon kaleidel chol v'ram v'doch haShabbos v'yontif." Now, Rav Shechter, he has this. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Why would this be? If this is comparable to Yotze Dofen, and Yotze Dofen's the Meister Shapoyon, much more than any of these other things. Before taking the whole
star
and saying that...
No, we're not saying it's Yotzei Dofen. We're saying a different word. It's not Yotzei Dofen, but it's not Isha Ki Sazria.
Right. Why? Because it's not... So I can just say that was the same star of the Gemara, but it wasn't...
But you could say Yotzei Dofen is exerted because of Yotzei Dofen.
The way we're learning the shot, though, is to apply the Yotzei Dofen to it.
Or is he saying it's his own
shot? Right, it's not Taichi Yotsu Dofa. Right, I don't think he was Taichi Yotsu Dofa.
Is it like
Mount Hub? Yeah. It's called Dvar Divrei Kabbalah. So, it's brought down in the Rush someplace, brings it down. I have a packet on that. So.
But you quoted it in the
Yeah. So there's a tshuva in the Ragachava that was written to Rav Yonis and Eibshitz on page 6. Rav Shecht was very into this tshuva, but I don't think anyone else is. And forceps baby. So forceps, you pull it out. But it goes out vaginally. It doesn't go out Yotzei Dofen. So the Ragachava wants to claim that that's Yotzei Dofen also. Because any time that the body is not pushing it out...
That also becomes an issue with...
Pidyon HaBen, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. So...
They vacuum it out.
Yeah, same idea. The only question is at what point... Sometimes the head is already out before the we'll be in touch with where the shiur is going to be the week.
I'll
be at tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Okay. Yeah. So So this is the tshuva. This is Rav Shechter's like favorite tshuva. He thinks the whole world is geboyt. A lot of things are geboyt, but this tshuva. I mean, the Ragachava, I'm always astonished by the Ragachava. I think everything the Rogan Shabbos says is, but in the halakhic realm of things, he doesn't always get the, you know, the full. But he was paskening lemaisa, you know. People, I just there was a chasana from the Bick mishpacha, from Moshe Bick's grandson's daughter, got married a week or two ago. So the whole mishpacha was there. So Rabbi Friedman, Chaim Elazar Friedman, he's the tankerov. His father's the tankerov, so he's the tankerov. So he wrote a sefer on mikvos, and in the sefer, in his sefer on mikvos, is tshuva that the Rogachava wrote to Rav Bick about the ice mikveh. The question is, if you have mayim shuvim, can you just freeze it and then melt it, and then it's no longer mayim shuvim? In other words, if you need a mikveh overnight, so can you do that? So Rav Bick, you know, was looking for a, you know, it was the tzaddik and the shayla that it should be okay, and the Rogachov responded to him that not to do it.
Is that worse than Rudy guys? Is that separate shayla?
No, in other words, it's coming from the tap water, and then you just freeze it, and then you melt it.
So just go to the source of ice, but there also is, meaning that the body is.
So I'll tell you.
Isn't the force of just like, he's saying that this is not happening horribly.
Right.
Even though there is force, it isn't helping. It's not like here.
But it wouldn't have come out without the forceps.
Sometimes the forceps will hold it. And then
so sometimes, like the Rogachev says, the forceps are already just introduced later, when it's already enough that the head came out. He says, "Chen kol kli hamelkachayim." Yeah, page 6. Lo have kol shebeli hamelkachayim. Lo have hayayotzei. Because if you wouldn't have the forces, it wouldn't have come out. Yishlomo dezeh have geder yotzei dofen. Yudal it means yotzei dofen. But then he says on page 7 on the fifth line, "Ach be'emes lefi hanirakan ein erofim motzim klal rak lachach shor yotzam b'bein hashinayim v'hu rak b'bayis achitzon." In other words, a lot of times it's already in the bayis achitzon, the head, so it's already considered, you know, like he's out. So shuv ein v'zachashash klal, because he just. You see, the old poskim always spoke about this from the perspective of chatzitza, because the Gemara says in Bechoris, if you have a bechor behema and you karcho besiv and you wrap its head with you know, something, so when it came out, the head was never nogeya in the rechem, so then maybe there's no kedushas bechor, right? So the question is, so
being the straw, this like thing they used to pull out, that part never touched the ooh part.
Maybe the head of the animal,
right,
was covered up with some material,
right.
And then when it came out,
so maybe it's the
head. It even came out normally, but it's
the head touching.
That's Makadish. Right. So the post can discuss forceps, maybe is the same thing, and the question is, you know, because that could be a chatzitza too, and then the question is whether it has a din of chiyav pidyon haben or not.
It's a question whether or not something's touching it, or whether not
that's the abdi neza discussing. It's not. The original discussion was that the Gemara says by Bechor Behema that get to the behemoth to have kedusha the head has to touch the...
But it's meaning of touching, not that there's something that's helping.
Right, it has to do with touching.
So if with the forceps, so, it's still touching?
No. So the forceps also, it's... The forceps are around, so then the head...
I'm imagining it like...
Right, so the forceps are engulfing
the head,
so the head's not touching the.
No,
that was the discussion that maybe they shouldn't have it in Pidyon HaBen. So Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva in Chelek Dalet, that volume. He said he thinks for sure forceps maybe you do with a Pidyon HaBen with a bracha. He says, because the Gemara over there was talking about Behema, because Behema etzim has Kedusha. Behema has Kedusha. So therefore, and the Rechem is Mekadesh. So if it didn't touch the Rechem, it's not Mekadesh. But Pidyon HaBen has nothing to do with Kedusha. There's no Kedusha. The Lashon Pidyon is just a Lashon Mushal. It doesn't mean that there was Kedusha beforehand, and now you've been paid there. There's no Poda going on here. It's just you're giving money. It's not a real pidyon that kedusha is transferring. It's nothing to do. There's no kedusha here. So then Rav Moshe says that for sure you should do a pidyon HaBen with a bracha.
What about Petach Hamor, same thing?
Petach Hamor Tifta B'Seh.
Right.
So Rav Shach is always into this thing that the idea of Yotzei Dofen. So he says, that Gemara, okay, that's fine. That has to do with touching and behavior. But he wants to say that the forceps, the Ragachava says, that forceps is another Indian, nothing to do with touching versus not touching. It has to do with that. He wants to say that Yotzei Dofen is a concept. It's not just a case. Parshat Tzavit means it came from the stomach, not you know, the regular way it comes out. He says, no, because when it comes out, Yotzei Dofen, you what? The body didn't push it out. You cut open the thing, stomach, whatever, and you took it out. But as a regular birth, it's the body is pushing it out. So the chiddush of the Ragachava, is what? That a forceps baby is a Yotzei Dofen, even though it's coming out vaginally. Because Yotzei Dofen is a concept. I think that's why Rav Shechter likes that, because he likes the brisker conceptualization from the Rav. So this works in very well with that. You see, the briskers don't like hechitimtzis. They like concepts. Why should there be a difference between... No, it's a concept versus just a metzias. Anything metzias that takes away the you know, it's not a lomda shavur system, you know, stam, you know, but this is mamish a sheer kloli. This is mamish a. So that's why I was very nervous when my wife was pregnant the first time. So we didn't know whether it was a boy or a girl, you know. But at least if it would be a boy, at least you would want to be able to have a pidyon HaBen. Obviously, if you can't, you know. So my wife was losing fluid, so we had to be induced. But I was speaking to Rabbi Tanchum Cohen. He thought that, but there was no forceps. It was just you give, you know, Pitocin, and that causes the. But still, we had a pidyon HaBen, the bracha and everything. I mean, it wasn't forceps, so others, don't. There is one. There might be one shita like that. Yeah. My son, I remember Ellie Cole drove me to the hospital on a Thursday, and throughout the night she was being induced. It was Kol Moed Sukkos. So the labor was like a 20-hour thing. And then I went to shul. It was Chol Moed. I went to shul. It was in Beth Israel Hospital, so the shul down there. I went to shul. And as I was walking home from shul, my wife called me, you know, you should hurry up, and because we're going to start to, you know, and then it was a boy. So we had a pidyon haben. So now Rav Shechter also likes this in terms of another area. Hilchas Nida. Rav Shechter claims this is all printed in the Sefer Ginas Egos. It's a chashan piece here. A question whether people follow the halacha or not, but here, look on page 8. Ginas Egos. Yeah, let's see Shechter. So he says, so he quotes the Rogachover. I should soften the Sanech. So he says on page 9, I shall also soften the Sanech, Hagdos Leda, the Venus, should chifas Havla, the Chuske, Mikoch, Arechem. So he wants to say, I mean, the Rav Shem quoted that also in Hilchas Nida, that's what Dam Nida is. He quotes from Nida. Ava Pesicha Yebaonis. Rav Nida. Now the street of Sipur Rasa. Hein Hagera Benida. So. Al dam below Agashi Meshala Khoponi get the dam nida. So the way Rav Shechter's understanding here is that pshat in Hargasha, the way Rav Shechter's explaining to the Rogachev is, why do you need a Hargasha for nida? Because a Hargasha shows that the body, once you have that hargasha, it shows that the hormones are, what do you mean magish? You're magish that the hormones are acting up to inject the blood. And that's what hargasha. Hargasha is a simen that it's not coming out me'elav. I mean, it's coming out through the body's, just like a leida. It's the body is pushing out. So he says that's what he says that's pshat in the hargasha. That's pshat in the hargasha. Because the hargasha is just a simen that's why if you have a makkah, like there wasn't the hormones of the body pushing it out, and that's why it's only midrabanan. So the Hargasha gives you a clarity of how it came out. So that's his thing for the Rogachev Yisod. So that's what the Rabbi Elazar Ben Porat, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Porat, here in the yeshiva, his father, he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Ottawa, now he lives in Lakewood, by Lakewood. He wants to say that if you, all these like birth control pills that people stain on, they're all nida d'oraisa, because it's all coming hormonally. So in other words, Rav Shechter's word is, anytime it's hormonally, that's a nida d'oraisa, and hargasha is just to show that it's coming hormonally. So like a woman forgets a pill, so she's going to stain, so I think Parat says that, so that's a nida d'oraisa, it's not, even just a little bit. So Rabbi Willick thought that was an excessive chumrah, which obviously the rehitas aposkim, it's a little bit of blood. You're lucky that it's only a little bit of blood. The person forgets birth control.
Okay, they're holding a simen.
Right. So basically, Rav Shech is saying from the Rogachover that the yisod of Leda is that it's coming out hormonally. Anything that's not coming out hormonally, that's what a Yotzei Dofen is. It's a tremendous chap, but I think it's too big of a chiddush to say. The Rogachover said it, so he said it, but it's a, in other words, maybe not. Maybe Yotzei Dofen is a Gzeres HaKosov of Yotzei Dofen. But or no, you don't have to say Yotzei Dofen is a concept. Yotzei Dofen is a reality. It's a, you know, like certain, like I was discussing with my wife about a certain place. He said it's not just about the place; it's the whole culture. It's not a you know, you're from, you fill in the blank. So it's not like you're here from. We were talking about for a shidduch for somebody. Could she live in this place? So my wife said, but does she realize it's not just a question of living here versus living here? It's a different culture. It's not just the geographical. It's not just the geographical location of the Yotzei Dofen. It's the.
But it was also say that by the IVF or IUI, it seems like that into the Matzah, because if like. You know, the Shnei, the Sokora, and the Ben, so do we change things? Like if it wasn't Matzah then, but he's saying it's still Ma'aseh Nisan, because we don't redefine Ma'aseh Nisan
based on maybe.
Should he make a bracha?
That's what I want to know.
What bracha what?
Asali Nes.
The baby
was born. Should he make a bracha? Somebody should make a bracha by the baby was born normally. So you've got to make a bracha in the hospital then?
Ma'aseh Nisan doesn't mean that it's... means that it's not normal. So what he's trying to say that therefore the Zermak thing is still what we consider as, you know, if you go with the death of that law, it's still... Meaning, it's still, even though it can happen often,
right.
We still wouldn't come to change.
Right, if you say like that, you could say such a...
Like really also change.
Right, what he said originally.
Right.
Yeah okay, you could say such as far.
Are we assuming
that
it's not
said
that all the animal has a period, it's a line?
No, he's saying...
No, he's not a large.
Right, so he's saying the Hargosh.
He always said that every time a woman, if you look at Shorts from Mel Kor, so then it's something there is. It's only a simon.
Right, so he's saying that the only reason you need a Hargosh is to determine that it's the body, so it could be the regular flow.
Every month.
So that, like Rav Yashiv said, you know, that's the Regila. So you can interpret that also to this thing. That the Regila means that obviously if you're a Regila, so then it's hormonal. Just every month the hormones build up to a certain degree.
Well, that's where we are now. I remember I heard a woman say that he knew, a guy who said that his mother could feel it. She lived in the old some story about it,
women don't have a period. See, Rav Shechter once said he thinks the fact that women go to work, that changed everything. And since they go to work, and they're more active, so they don't feel the body so much, so they don't feel the
hunger. They're on the farm, they were more active with all the chores.
In the old days, they were more...
Running the grain,
the men did that.
The heat brought home the
grain. A cardiologist once told me, he said, in the Amish country, they don't eat healthy at all. He says, but the men have such much physical labor, so even though they don't eat healthy, they're okay, because they work it all off. The women don't eat healthy, and then they they don't do all this, so then they
that was the important. Woman
had, oh, that's the shayla. So my son told me this morning that we're going. He wants me to go to the Amish this summer. Yeah, I want to ask them. Yeah, I don't know.
They
welcome the question.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard to say that the you know, even though Rabbi Tuchman says from Dov Feinstein, you know, people don't want to give up on the Nida Daraisa, but he's, you know, he maybe would be willing to, but it's hard to say that all Nida today is Darabanan.
Right.
That we're only dealing with a Darabanan. And the concept of going to the mikveh is only Darabanan.
Right.
It's just hard. I can't give up on that. I won't give up on that. You know. The problem is how to. Therefore, I mean, we learned Tolfa Nida this year, but when, okay. So basically, this shaila, you know, came up. I told you a year or two ago in a certain shul. So, yeah,